Hello, thank you. You know, Lindsay's just said it all, so because everybody knows everything, there's no point in me saying I might as well just go home.
I thought that as well.
But, well, if that further ado, first of all, I can't believe I'm having to actually say a speech on why, of all things, to stop war. I mean, really, 10 years, it's probably a fraction of what goes on lengthwise in terms of a war, say up to 40, but with ongoing attacks in Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, where death is imminent every 10 minutes, it proves to be no safe haven. Where do we draw the line of this show of imperialism? With over 500,000 Iraqis killed in an illegal intervention, and you may have come across in the news a recent criminal inquiry into, bear with me one second here, into the abuse of detainees who have been threatened to have their wives raped right in front of them just so that they can obtain information. I mean, that's absurd. It proves that instead these acts of invasion have created a breeding ground fertile for suicide attacks to occur, such as car bombing and the acts of 2005, which have perpetuated such incidents. How on earth have these wars helped us other than to save face and remain to do so and suppress states? Is it any of our business to continue to think we need to police the world, you know, interfere where our noses are not needed, as after all, that which concerns us and worries us isn't directly related to ourselves or the survival of this state either. So even up until this day, even in Afghanistan, opium is at an all-time high in terms of the general gross domestic income of that country. So it goes to show that there has been no difference made. Also, the consequences are such as studies from Cambridge University professor Akbar Ahmed that it has become a war on women, which I think that you will agree with. And it's interesting to come across this as well, who claim to have been living with 9/11 every day, facing the possibility to migrate at any moment with a collapse to formal education and the communities they risk having to flee their homes, traditional tribal conflicts, abandoned by men from poor and vulnerable communities just so that they can survive and feed their children. So, before they know it, even the children of refugees flocking from the Turkish, the Syria to the Turkish border. I mean, this isn't any kind of environment we would want our future generations to be brought up in. Not to mention the continuing crisis in Palestine, being the world's largest open-air prison camp. Down right to Muslims, which has cultivated an image regarding them as terrorists, unfortunately. Mali, as Lindsay mentioned, being the latest new venture in Africa, with the deployment of troops joining the French in the scramble for what? The new resource? Gold. A quote that I came across, which I'm sure you will agree is, again, "No free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace." So it just goes to show how secure are we really as an individual, you know, do as a collective state, do we have to go to those lengths? So it questions the security of it. So what's a world with war other than organized murder, which is what I would class it as, and I'm sure you would too. You know, it's these acts of war crime is far from Christian and unholy, claiming to follow the land, law of the land that it has been the very foundation that has been built upon and made of. So, yeah, it questions, is man's nature so infallible that they feel the need to turn on each other? With killing becoming rife and having increased as well. So yes, believing as if you only live once, which may not be the case, as you may have to answer also in the afterlife. After all, you cannot take your riches and squander to the grave. And what we see with the drones is that killing has been sanitized just by the press of a button as well, releasing them into air and space. So even from the video that we saw beforehand, I remember in some of the anti-war demos that even when we were down there, the police would resort to kettling and so on, and even taking protesters down for what? Portraying real politics? Many questions to be made and for us to continue asking them. So also the effects of increased security checks upon civilians at airports, polarizing people themselves, and the effect that the what I would call the labeled war on terror, as I'm sure you all would too, is that the post 9/11, it has piqued interest amongst people about what they deem to be as their way of life, with a significant impact on the population of 5,000 Brits accepting Islam every year. That is a difference. We need to question what is our priorities. If we really want to end the economic situation, we need to stop the expenses elsewhere. The cost of the war is costing us really abroad compared to the cuts at home in terms of the public expenditure, having to save our services on a local level where the arts and culture budget is being dropped to zero, or to the most paramount important subject being education, with the facing the closure of 10 libraries in the whole of Newcastle. Also, I would have to say that there are food banks even in our local churches as well. This is the point that is resorted to. How can man go feed themselves knowing that the neighbour has gone hungry? Employment has been made tougher, falling into the ethnic minority category as well. And there have been increased racially motivated attacks with the burning of sacred scripture to the stereotype of the attire a Muslim adorns, which is the similitude of that of a nun, who is respected for they wear. Therefore, it seems to have permeated into the fabric of society itself, I would say. Furthermore, giving rise to fascist organizations, who are not worth mentioning. We need to increase the understanding that we have amongst human beings ourselves, the similarities, and a suggestion that the chaplain Andy Obosha made earlier today from the Martin Luther Peace Committee is by getting armies to participate in social activity. Once you do that, you would have emotional engagement where they don't feel the need to attack upon each other. So just as Lindsay said before, if the media tells you a certain way, people would end up believing it. And it is just diverted with the latest showbiz. So for that to watch out for. There needs to be a change in, the bottom line is, there needs to be a change in foreign policy. We do not need to barge in with arms, warfare, and so on, stealing resources, but to respect humanity, identify that blood is not cheap, and adding fuel to the fire never did any good, but pouring water over it will dissolve it. So the key here is peace, to peace and harmony is diplomacy, as war is the last resort. So let this be a message to Cameron and his cabinet to stop all forms of war. People have the power to topple, and we are the majority. I encourage those in the room and those beyond to get behind the Stop the War movement and act as an opposition. And let's press on to our parliament by asking our MPs also as well, as war is unwanted, unnecessary and unfounded. And finally, may peace encompass, prosper and prevail. Thank you.